The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm
you can
Adam.
Say that. I'm John.
And I'm Peter. Today we're playing Galaxy. You are watching me play currently, and I'm about to die. I'm probably going to die right now.
Oh, God. He's just a little fellow. He's just a little fellow. Oh, you look like you... I think your reactor's blown.
Eat shit, dog. There we go.
Ooh. Just a little fellow.
He's just a little fella.
He's just a little guy.
All right.
Way bigger than me.
Yeah, game looks cool. Peter's about to die. I hope he explodes gloriously.
I'm Josh.
Hello. So much faith from
Hello,
John.
Hello, Josh.
Josh, Josh.
He could also be Jaime.
Oh, wait.
Now it's hard to tell what's the front of your ship anymore.
Fucking studio mode. Having all kinds of trouble here. It's the bad.
Well, what games did you guys play? Just kidding. We're not
what?
Doing that. Flashback.
You haven't been here for a while, John?
I mean, I've been here, but mentally it's a whole different... Oh, those things regrow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Ooh.
I hope Mike's in the chat, because he said he was going to be. And our first news story he'll be really interested in.
Oh, about my friend Jaime?
So after
what the fuck, John?
2 decades and $8.8 billion, the James Webb telescope's completed?
That is correct.
For those of you watching Twitch right now, I've got a beautiful picture of the James Webb telescope and the whole team that built it. And the thing is fucking huge.
It is.
Oh, yeah. It's 21 feet. Yeah.
Of gold-plated mirror rays.
Yeah.
Glorious gold picture. And, coolest part, is they built it to, like, such a high tolerance that... What happens if you run into a bubble? Sorry.
What? That was a question they asked.
Okay. A lot of bubbles in space, folks. It's a legit question that everybody wants to know the answer to. No, they said if you stretch those gold plates to the size of the United States, they would only have imperfections of a couple inches.
Yeah.
Which just, that means they're very smooth.
They're
very shiny.
Basically, because of how far away we're sending this telescope, we have to get it right the first time.
Yep, no Hubble, mistakes.
We can't go up and fix Hubble, fix this like we did Hubble.
Yeah,
so.
Hubble, we had to fix like the flight array controller thingy and the freaking telescope portion itself.
Thingy.
We had to give it glasses,
if you will. Yeah, because the primary mirror, I think, got knocked off alignment, so.
Yeah,
by what?
Probably launch, I would think.
Yeah.
And then they had to put a lens on there to kind of correct that.
Yeah, that was one of the first things on this one that they're going to test. It says they're going to bombard it with, like, I can't remember exactly, but it was 100 and something decibels, basically to simulate the vibrations of takeoff. And then, make sure that everything's going to hold up. Because, again, it's a million miles from Earth after they launch it, and we screwed. And so they were saying the scientists aren't going to stop holding their breaths until October of 2018 when they actually launch this thing into outer space. And they can get first clear photos back.
Yeah, I think they're still going to be holding their breath for like another month after that until the whole thing unfolds and they actually get data back.
Wasn't a large portion of it going to unfold during flight?
I think, over the en route the whole time it's going to unfold. So I don't know if I'm sure they have specific plans for that.
Yeah.
It also has to have... Did you watch the video attached to the article that shows that huge, I don't know, like a solar blocker? Basically, the telescope is so sensitive that we have to block the light coming from the sun and Earth and the moon.
Yep.
Or it'll mess with it. So, like, there's these huge... I think there's 5 of them.
Yeah, layered.
Yeah, but they're only, like, 1 micron thick or something like that.
Yeah, they're super thick.
But it's the equivalent of this. According to this article, it says it's the equivalent of having SPF 1 million.
just 5 layers deep. Yeah, no. I'm really excited for this. 7 times more light than the Hubble telescope. And we'll be able to see through the infrared spectrum.
Yeah, it's primarily an infrared telescope. So
yeah.
We will see some.
We're going to see through some dust clouds.
Galaxies.
Yeah. They also said that they would be able to explore, I can't remember how, like how many, they were talking about how many habitable planets they think they could discover with this thing over a certain amount of time, and I really can't remember, but it was a large number, like a very impressive deal. So I'm excited for it. Go NASA.
Hell yeah.
Go JPL. Fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, JPL. Magnificent motherfuckers.
I just think that it's so cool. Like, I want pictures already. I can't wait to hear. I can't wait to hear how the tests go, though.
Yeah, for sure. Because they're doing. You said they're rattling it and giving it 150 decibels.
Yeah.
To simulate launch, and they're also testing it in like cryogenic.
Yeah, they're gonna freeze it to make sure it can deal with the cold temperatures of space. And the other thing about this telescope, to give you an idea of how powerful it is. They said from the surface of the Earth to the surface of a moon, you could clearly see a bumblebee.
I thought that was awesome.
Dude, some people at work, man, they're so fucking ignorant. I told them that, and they're like, you ever seen a bumblebee? They're like, this big. Dude, and I was like, get out of here. Like, are you
maybe you're like 5 feet away. Like, you're
not impressed, or like, and the moon's not that far away. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
What I feel like is
you voted for Trump,
they're more impressed with the size of the bumblebee.
A health pack.
Than they are with anything else. They're like, bumblebees are huge.
But
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, but they are pretty big if you're, like, 5 feet away from them.
Yeah, right? You're just like, no, but when they told me that, I just...
fucking suck. I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
I couldn't believe that that's, like... I thought I'd get a better reaction than the Flinkster. You see, yeah, bumblebees are big. That's not that impressive. I'm just like, get out of here.
Like,
I don't want to talk to you about this anymore because you don't understand what excitement is.
So, hopefully, by, I don't know, this time next year, we should be seeing some stuff.
Yeah, you'll probably be getting a lot more updates, and then
because it takes, I think they're saying 30 days for a 1,000,000 mile trip.
Yeah,
to the second Lagrange point.
Even though they finished it on or ahead of schedule, it's still set to fly October of 2018. So they didn't move up their launch date at all. They're just like, no, nah, we'll stick with that, and we'll just keep running a battery of tests, which I think is smart. You finish it early, and now you can, you know, take your time and really make sure everything's good to go, because, as we've already stated, we're fucked if it doesn't work.
Rachel said that she says, holy shit, at the whole bumblebee from the moon.
Exactly. Yeah, that's awesome. The proper reaction, man. Not the bumblebee's pretty big. Like, what the fuck?
Well, at first she said, holy shit, and then I'm like, is it about the bug that Peter's fighting, or is it the bumblebee thing?
That is a solid question. I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah.
Because both were worthy of holy shits.
Right? Holy shit.
Like, this thing right now, man, is shooting crystals. I think.
Fuck, I'm going to die. Okay, wow.
That was good dodges. I'm excited for that. I think it's going to be super awesome. I can't wait till we start getting more sweet pictures of space.
Oh, yeah. And then we find some advanced civilizations out there.
Yes. Take us over. Kill Trump. Fuck it. I'll be your slave.
Aw, poor Peter. I guess it is kind of important. This is our first episode since the election.
Can you imagine if they were watching us for that election, like aliens? They'd just be like, I ain't fucking going there.
No intelligent life here.
These motherfuckers are crazy.
Well, it was crazy. It was just, it was weird because it was Adam and I just here in the studio updating our phones over the course of like 2 hours. And it just got worse and worse as it went. But it's okay. Democratic process.
It went from worse and then got real, real close and then just went back to.
Yeah, exactly. The democratic process works, and unfortunately, most of us lost. It's just how it goes.
So, what else we got in the news?
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yes. Because now, if I get paralyzed, there's a chance they might cure me.
For sure, if you're a monkey.
Yes, which I am. I'm just a really advanced monkey. Like, you think I could push that?
Rachel says that aliens would be impressed by our impeccable amounts of stupidity.
I think the rest of the world is impressed with our impeccable amounts of stupidity.
Everybody but Britain, right?
Yeah, did you hear that Canada's invited us to join them, the West Coast? They said Washington, Oregon, and California.
Yeah, but it'd really just be us all joining California because...
Yeah, of the population.
Yeah.
Too bad... Secession is not constitutional, but...
Oh, we're not actually going to secede. It was just a funny joke.
Well, California wants to. There's that whole Yes, Cali thing.
Oh, shut up, Cali.
I know.
You get wrecked. You're a bunch of hippies. I'm just saying, like, they have a terrible chance against the rest of the country.
Rachel says she thinks monkeys are just advanced versions of you, John.
Aww. It's possible, but there is no proof yet, so suck on that for a while. So researchers took a couple paralyzed monkeys that had spinal cord injuries, and then using a implant device to restore the neural signals from the brain to the old walking feets.
Basically, sure.
We're doing this in layman's terms because it's the only way I can understand it.
I got a picture of the implant up on a prosthetic brain right now on the stream. It's just a little chip with a wire that hooks over the top of the brain.
Is it like that one like the guy's holding out?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and we're able to restore the motor function to these monkeys. And they were saying that the good thing about this is one, A, obviously that they restored, you know, previously paralyzed monkeys.
Game is hard.
But a lot of the materials used in development are already, they're already approved for research with humans. So there's a lot of people out there who can't use their legs that possibly, depending on the type of injury, this might actually work for them.
Mm.
Which I think would be a pretty awesome day for those folks.
I mean, it's a huge step forward anyway just to be able to test on vertebrates.
Like, yeah.
There's a whole lot of scientific testing that has to happen before you even get to test something with a spine.
I always start with jellyfish and then move up.
No, because they're considered invertebrates, but with intelligence.
Yeah.
Did you know that their language has to do with their movement?
Is it like the T-Rex?
Like velocity and like
visual acuities based on
anyways,
movement.
That's not what we're talking about. I'm sorry.
It's not?
Talk about monkeys, not jellyfish.
Sorry. Oh, it's so cool, though.
Basically, so they were saying that, like, the most challenging part of all of this was writing the software to try to decipher what signals are coming from the brain that are actually telling, like, that leg to move.
That would be a hard part, because, like, if you've ever tried to trace, like, network cables, for instance, when there's a lot of cables, imagine that on a much grander scale without a simple device to have you look it up, you know, to be able to figure out, like, a tone locator or something, you know? Like, I don't even understand actually how you would do that, like, with a human body. I get how you do it with cables. I don't...
Well, it says the process is controlled by a software application that collects brain signals from 96 electrodes at 30,000 samples per second and processes all the data in real time and then makes a decision to whether that was an intended movement or not.
Oh, wow.
So I imagine they're
like
there's...
tracking your APM. That's actions per minute for you lesser nerds.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
Mike says, get the game already. And I think he meant to say, get to the game already.
Well, hey, we're Mike, playing the game.
Hey, Mike. We're trying to make you smarter, motherfucker. Shut
Mike,
up.
Mike's just upset probably because he missed the first news story.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the James Webb telescope's done, Mike.
Yeah, space. But
don't tell him. He doesn't get to whine and then rewarded.
Thanks for listening, Mike.
What's wrong with our society today is Mike.
Oh. Everybody gets a fucking trophy.
Yeah. If Mike had his way, everybody would get a Sports Illustrated calendar and a cold Bud Light.
I guess I really should have let you start the next news segment because you're really going to be most excited about this. Anything that has to do with Trump, so.
God.
Is everybody
Tesla's future and Trump's America. So yeah, which is crazy because so I liked in the start of this article it says that Vestas wind systems fell 12% right after Trump took office because everybody was like, ah, clean energy's gone. Like, start pulling out left and right. And then you've got Peabody Energy Corp, which soared 73%, and that's a coal company.
Yeah.
You know, and...
So I've got a picture of Elon Musk up on the stream for people.
Okay. He's a semi-handsome dude?
He got kind of fat.
And he kind of...
Dude, when he was showing off his new solar roofing tiles, dude, he's got some pudge going on.
Yeah.
I was like, well, where did that stomach come
from?
It's
the long hours of genius, Peter, than the price you pay.
Is it? I mean, I think it sounds like the long hours of not working out.
So,
well, that's probably...
Often come to waiting for players to get body shaming.
Yes.
I'm not trying to shame him. I'm just saying the guy's got a little
He's
fat.
He's just fat.
Hey, I got a little fat, Pete. What are you trying
to
say?
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not
I mean,
a bad
I'm still
thing.
Friends
you like
with John.
It.
So
the question is, would you have more fat or less fat if you were worth like $2.2 billion?
I'd have less fat because I'd make them motherfuckers suck it out of me.
No, no, you freeze it off, John. You freeze it off now. You don't suck it off anymore.
Mike says that it's not a Sports Illustrated calendar. It's a Hooters calendar. Dum dum.
That's fine.
Dum John.
You're right. That was so much better, Mike. I'm so sorry to mislead people in regards to what. Now they all wear t-shirts. At least in Sports Illustrated, you're in bikinis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but their boobs are bigger, presumably.
Or padded.
So Elon Musk, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Big old fat boy.
So Elon Musk actually has a lot of stuff going on. So they said the solar wind subsidies are probably safe because most of that's on a state level and not a federal level. So Trump doesn't really have the power to rescind that.
And even if he tried, like, one article I was reading was saying, like, it would probably just not be worth the effort to try to, because a lot of those are going to either be eliminated or decline throughout the years anyway.
Exactly, as the stuff gets cheaper and it becomes more.
Right,
oh, what am I doing?
No, I don't want to say readily available. That's what I mean, like, more used, more.
As the cost comes down and they start manufacturing more.
And so he wants to buy out Solar City. Which we talked about a while ago on this podcast. I remember because I remember saying that that's the one that Home Depot, at least in California, the Solar City people, they sell solar roofs through Solar City at the Home Depot. And they're going to buy them out for $2.2 billion. It's in the works right now is the deal. I think $2.2 billion is not a bad price for a company. I don't know how profitable Solar City is.
Not.
It more fits with the image of what he's trying to do.
And it also fits with his roof tiles.
Now he can sell you a complete package of, the panels and the Tesla battery and the car,
Yeah. Well, and the battery backup. So his solar system, he wants to institute battery backup on it so that you're, I think they already have that on a lot of them as far as, like, what's on people's houses for solar energy.
Currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, but probably a better version of it.
Well, he's the Powerwall. We had talked about it.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about it way back. I don't remember what episode, but
it's necessary, really.
Yeah, it's successful. Pretty cool. Yeah, it's that way you can still have consistent power like throughout the night and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and you're not always using during peak hours and stuff like that.
But they were saying the solar technology drops in price about 15% every year. Has been the trend since like 2013, which is pretty awesome because it's expensive. And they're saying the payback time on your initial investment on a solar roof is you're looking at like 5 to 10 years with subsidies and stuff like that. But with the decreasing price, they said it won't be that many years where you won't even need subsidies to reach a really fast turnaround because the power companies already have to pay you for the power that returns to the grid, which is a huge selling point because you're literally banking money on energy, you know? And so it does really pay.
Come on.
It's just you have to see the bigger picture and understand that not everything gives you a return investment immediately.
Right.
And so you also probably need to know it's a house you're going to live in for a long time.
Exactly. You need to be in a place that you know you're going to be good for at least the next 10, 15 years or whatever it takes to completely.
Yeah. When I used to sell people like carpet or doors and stuff at the Home Depot, I always used to ask them, like, how long do you plan on living there? Before I suggest products, because it's like, I'm not going to sell you the best thing ever if you're flipping a house, you know, and all you want to do is put a carpet in it so it looks nice before it disappears. Like, you don't care about, like, premium carpet at that point, you know. So it makes a big difference. But basically they're saying that that solar is pretty safe, too, because of where it's at. And again, the subsidies, a lot of them are coming from the states, so he has no power over that. So it's probably all right. If anything, it could be delayed, and that's about it. So basically push Tesla a few years off of his mark. But it's not going to completely crush him.
A lot of the worries right now, too, are just assumptions. Like, nothing's actually been said that's going to hurt anything yet. You know, you just can't trust Trump.
Well, the environment, he said that already. Have you seen his energy policy on his website?
Shale.
No, I haven't. Oh my gosh. I didn't go to Trump's website. I'm not that involved as him as you are. So.
I care.
Oh, whatever.
What do you mean, oh, whatever? I feel like I know more about what's going on than you, kids.
That he does.
You children.
Is it Trump.com?
No, I got a link to it off of Reddit. But basically, his energy plan is absolutely terrifying, and they've already posted it. And like what he's saying is just like, we're basically going to rescind all... They're going to make it easy to get... what do you call it when you...
Really read that article, didn't you?
I did, but my brain... And it doesn't help once you forget to try to remember, because then it just, like, you blank harder. I feel like you just teleported, dog.
Yeah, I need
to. Not leases, but basically, like, permits for coal and stuff like that. They're pretty much impossible to get right now. So all the coal companies are suffering. But in his first 100 days of office, like, that's already part of his plan, is to rescind all that so he can get the coal companies going again, because that's what he promised everybody.
Mike says
he's going to do away with most of Obama's clean energy policies.
Mike says Trump has monkey brains.
Anything that was done by executive order.
If he doesn't have a certificate saying that he doesn't have monkey brain.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
Exactly.
And I'm offering $2 million for him to prove it to his charity of his choice. Anyways.
John also has donkey brains.
No.
Where's your certificate?
So he plans on rescinding all the clean energy, which goes right in line with this here. Gasoline fuel efficiency targets could be dismantled. So basically, Barack Obama and his peeps, put in a plan that basically by, like, what was it, 2020, 2025, to have the average to 55 miles per gallon for new vehicles being sold, which I would love 55 miles per gallon, but that's just me, you know. Fuck it. Let's all drive big diesel trucks and move to Texas.
I'm from Texas. I never had a big diesel truck.
Yeah, and that's why you live here now. You got kicked out.
That's the exact reason.
It's a contributing factor.
You're not welcome here anymore, boy.
One thing that I think is also scary beyond his energy policy is that they have this deregulation policy that they're trying to institute, where any time that you want to add a new regulation, you have to remove two other regulations, which to me is just a way for Republicans or Donald Trump to remove regulations that he doesn't want really easily because it's a law to deregulate.
Yeah, no, and that's what they want to do. They want to remove all the restrictions off of these, we'll just call them dirty energy companies, to bring jobs back. And since climate change is a Chinese hoax and it's not a real thing, and they didn't recently publish new numbers that are terrifying about climate change, he's going to push it, and all these hillbillies that backed him are going to
ruin the world.
Agree to it. So that'll be fun. Honestly, the world will die after I die, so don't have children. Don't birth them into this dying planet.
Don't get invested in life.
Just give up now while you still can.
It's a good thing we started this out with a more optimistic view of space, but now
find a new
world's ending before your children would be adults. So
we're about that time, but either way, we'd feel the pain.
I think, was he on 60 Minutes, like, recently saying that he didn't know that there was, Trump supporters doing racist shit all over the United States? He's like, I didn't know that. I'm just like, how did you not know that, you fucking lying sack of shit?
I read an article written by a UK newspaper about it. So apparently the UK knew about it, but Trump wasn't in tune enough to figure it out. Anyways, let's move on.
We could talk about this forever.
Just get a little Trump bashing in. That's all. Friendly. Anyways, we'll see what he does. Maybe he kills the planet. Maybe he doesn't.
Do you know what the next news story is?
Something about Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the next news story.
All right, well, Donald Trump is destroying net neutrality.
Why?
Because apparently he opposes it, but doesn't really know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Well, you have to understand that Trump, the cyber is a very complex place. You know,
on the line.
There's my 12-year-old nephew. He's very good with the cyber.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Okay? I don't even know, man. I can't stand Trump. I don't know how it happened.
How do you not know how it happened? You
I know how it happened. I watched it all night long. I watched every state turn red, and I was like, wow, there's a lot of angry people
not
out there.
Not this one, thank God.
Well, it's just, you know, he ran on an anti-establishment platform, and
ran on a platform of emotion, hate, and division.
Bernie's platform, except really shittily, with a lot of backwards-ass ideas. And people were like, yeah. All I could see is South Park. They took a job!
That's actually not that inaccurate.
That's what I'm just saying. That's a couple of years ago now. And
well, places that have jobs and that dirty energy have felt marginalized, even though they never tried to get new jobs.
Yeah.
But, damn, fuck this game sometimes.
Damn, fuck. Damn fuckings.
All right.
But, yeah. What is net neutrality, Adam?
It is us having an open internet.
Which is important.
Yes.
What percentage of people are on a, of internet users are on some kind of, what do you call it, like restricted internet?
Should I just guess a number?
I don't know.
Well, it's 68% of the...
That's correct. That's correct. I can't remember. But it's an extremely high number due to companies that censor... Or not companies, but countries that censor the internet for their people.
No.
Which is crazy that there's not free information for everybody, you know?
Net neutrality is a thing that's been on back and forth for a while now, too. Yeah. Again, I think it's just a fear of what Trump could potentially do to it,
that's
or his policies could do with it, especially if he opposes it and doesn't know what it is. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mike wants to know where No Show Fake Adam is tonight.
He's faking it up somewhere
else. He's had him gone.
Very well put,
probably the best way to put it, though.
Yeah. Hey, I'm... If not anything, I'm eloquent, right?
What?
Yeah, you're proving that right now.
I words and stuff.
Well, do you want to move away from Trump?
Can we? Because all I want to do is bash
it
him.
It makes me mad.
Like, I can't even talk about him like...
Oh, God.
Can't even talk about him and like try to keep a fair and open mind, because I really can't. I've read so much crap, I'm just like...
You know what you should do? You should stop reading crap.
I probably
start read other stuff.
All I can think about now
is there's other stuff on the internet that's not crap.
Yeah, absolutely.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
Like our next news story, which is about Ubisoft finally getting their game together and saying that that pre-orders aren't necessarily the end-all be-all of game development anymore.
Yep, pre-orders don't really matter anymore. When was the last time you pre-ordered a game, John?
Pre-ordered?
Yes.
Oh,
I know which one it is. I know which one it is.
What is it?
GTA 5.
To get
the $1 million.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't even that. It was because that was definitely part of the reason I pre-ordered.
But it was
because
you had the Steam wallet money.
Yeah, because I sold that knife on Counter-Strike for $430-something. Which is still crazy to me. And then I turned around and blew it opening more crate. Oh, sweet baby.
The fucking plant exploded!
Well, you shouldn't have rammed it so many
fucking times. Space plants. Thanks, Trump.
Yeah. All this space pollution is your fault.
Realistically, pre-ordering a game really hasn't mattered for a long time now. Unless there's, like, I mean, if there's really something that you want, like you were saying, the $1 million.
Well, it might
GTA
matter,
or
like,
something like that.
If the game, you know, it mattered when games were released in hard copy. And you wanted to make sure you got a copy
of
the game.
Yeah, because it was going to be sold out by the time you made it to the store.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
And now, since we're PC users, there is no digital sellout. Like, we're only selling 10,000 copies to start.
You know,
like,
all of the consoles have digital markets, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
No, what?
Does every game come out on the digital markets now?
Pretty much, yeah. Uh-huh. I haven't heard of a game coming out physically only in a long time.
So why does GameStop still exist?
Trade-ins.
Because they're barely hanging
But
on.
If you only have digital copies, how are you trading it in?
Hey, Blockbuster kicked it for a long time, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're just still around.
Yeah.
All the other game stores are gone.
Last gasp.
We're in deep space now.
I haven't bought anything from GameStop in a long time.
Yeah. I haven't even been inside one in a long time.
Mike says, fuck PC users, lol.
I'm sorry, you must enjoy 30 frames per second, loser. Anyways. He started it, Adam. It's not my fault.
I told you, Mike, if you want me to help you upgrade your computer, I'm down.
No, it's new and scary, and Trump said the cyber's bad.
Always comes back to Trump.
You know, Rachel says that she only has classic consoles, so she's missing out on all that, too.
Classic consoles, though, it's a special place in everybody's heart.
Mike's going to start screaming double standard here in a second.
That's fine. You can say that.
Tell him to just lock himself in his room and stare at his Hooters calendar.
Sports Illustrated, duh.
He's going to flip his stance now.
He's a flip-flopper.
Like you're Trump, like a pancake. You're flip-floppity.
Like Trump on Obamacare.
Yeah.
How come I don't get a laugh? What the fuck, guys?
Because you're not funny.
I hate all you. Peter, you're going to die soon.
Probably. Yeah. I fucking suck at this.
No, but so pre-ordering does not matter anymore. You don't need to pre-order. And I would way rather wait and see if a game's enjoyable before I go and spend my money in advance, only to find out after release, everybody tells me it's a glitchy POS.
That's the thing, too. Now, so many games get released that aren't
premature.
They're rushed.
And then they're like, it's a beta release. And it's like, then just leave it in beta. Don't release it, you jackass. Like, well, we needed money right away because, well, we're greedy. And if it goes over semi-decent, we probably stop trying to improve upon it. And we'll just leave it how it is. Sounds good. Sounds good. And then the game. What was that game everybody hated?
No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky. And then No Man's Sky was
great. Everybody hated it.
A lot of people were. Mostly the hate was all towards the developer.
You know, we had a lot of fun with that game.
For lying.
We did.
I think it was just
because we all played it for only 30 minutes. Except for this guy.
That was probably the biggest part of it. Yeah, it was just everybody's disappointed from this amazing game that they were promised and then only get given like a fraction of it.
Mike just brought up No Man's Sky. He's like, you mean like No Man's Sky, lol.
Mike, say lol way too much, bro.
Actually, Mike, for once, we actually agree. This is
a new and stop saying lol.
This is new and exciting territory for me to not have to be like, you're ignorant.
You're ignorant.
You're ignorant.
It's basically what it comes down to. Just don't pre-order games.
Yeah,
give it at least a day. See some early reviews or something on it.
Yeah,
you know.
I would say give it 2 days, and there will be at least 20,000 people who already put 48 hours into the game, and they'll tell you if
within
it's decent.
2 days. You should be able to know if it's a piece of shit or not, or if there's any real.
The internet
issues.
Is quick to
goddamn
quick to
live
judge.
Streams.
Yeah,
quick to judge. Was that one of those exploding
balls? Oh, balls. Peace.
Ooh. Balls and peace.
So I think our last piece of news is...
awesome!
Some giant fighting robots.
Giant
fighting
robots.
I love
robots.
Giant fighting robots.
Did you guys all watch the new episode of their show? Their little YouTube...
Talking about Megabots, people. Yeah. Megabots on YouTube.
Those are... Yep. Megabots is another way to say giant robot.
What's the actual name of the company?
It is the actual name of the company. Yeah. So I'm sure,
Is it not another way to say giant robot?
No, but you should acknowledge it by, you know.
Is Megablocks another way to say Lego?
No, because Megablocks aren't Legos. They're bigger.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
And they're less likely to get stepped on, which makes them kind of cooler.
How are they bigger and less likely to get stepped on?
Because you can see them easier, man. You don't get no little one-piece Legos that are, like, harder than I don't know.
I don't know if Megablocks are really all that much bigger.
I wanted it to be space related, but I don't know how
I
hard
like
things
you were
going to
say like harder than the core of the.
I was, but then our core was molten, and it wasn't a good example because Legos aren't molten; they're plastic. They're molten.
Thank God they're not molten because then they step on them and they melt through your foot.
Millions of children dead today as they swallow molten Legos.
Kendall do it too.
Anyways, I can't talk tonight, so it'll be
stupid children.
It'll be a continual.
Hey, Dinner Master's playing GTA 5.
Dinner Master?
That's what it said in the
5,000.
Oh, okay.
Shit, I should have thought of that, man. I'm fat. Dinner Master would have fit.
You and Elon Musk got to hang out.
Plus, with my name being Never Neil, because it's so old, like I've used it for so long, people are just like, when I lose a game, they'll be like, you kneeled that time, didn't you? And I'm just like, oh, so original. You know?
I get silenced too bad every day.
How about you kneel and suck this D? And I'm just like, oh, okay, Mr. Original. I never heard that one before either.
I just get a lot of hickory no.
I get Silence Too Bad.
Oh, Silence Too Bad. Yeah.
Yeah, because no one's ever heard that before.
Yeah, because your name is Silence Too Good. But you don't
Silence
do good,
do
you do
rage.
Bad. No, but it's just funny. People
Silence
say all the time, especially in Rocket Leagues, people love to type, you kneeled that time, didn't you? Or, like...
Anyway.
Megabots, yeah.
I love Megabots.
I'm so excited for it.
Fuck.
So the new video has them testing out some of their weapons.
Yes.
Chainsaw looked like it needed a little work. Kind of just beat the other robot instead of actually cutting through it. So they were talking about using
Chainsaw's
like, different teeth.
Chainsaw's a bad weapon.
But they were talking about using different teeth. They needed some adjustments. You know, like the claw thing, I think would be awesome with a few little adjustments. You know?
Like, so which one? The just grippy claw the three prongs? Or the tree
No, cutter? The three-prong one that ended up grabbing the arm at the
okay.
end. Okay. Yeah.
So, here's my problem with the claw. The claw!
The claw!
If they can maneuver that weapon into position quick enough...
Maneuver.
To grab something.
To grab something, then it might be fairly effective, but then you're going to have a really strong twist and pull function with the robot that's built in, which I don't think that's also really necessarily like a huge problem. I just think there are better weapons. Like, I feel like they should go back and watch BattleBots, okay, and get some ideas, because there's some really cool weapons out there that you could utilize on a larger scale on a bigger bot. Like, why don't they just put a big little metal platform, drive up to the little Asian robot, slam it under, and flip the motherfucker?
What about Grant Imahara's BattleBot that had the spike that just went dink, 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 dink,
yeah.
dink,
yeah.
dink, dink, and he won?
That was really
you
great.
You fucking killed them all.
Yep. His old battle plan was like, get into your circuit boards and
wreck it, yeah.
I was telling Adam about one that has basically it's like a picture, like a rolling pin, mm-hmm. you know? On the front that spins that has little blocks of metal on it spaced. And it's super heavy because it's solid metal and these metal blocks are all machined out of the same piece. And when bots get close to the front end of it, they hit it. And it has so much force from how heavy it is spinning, it just blows parts off of their freaking robots. And the one that did good for a long time had a spinning, super heavy spinning just
Mason
little...
chain.
No.
No? It didn't look
well,
like a Mason
I'm
chain?
I'm talking right now... Because of what's fresh in my memory, I'm talking about the newest season of BattleBots,
oh, okay.
that re-release they did with those certain amount of episodes. But yeah, it used just like basically we'll just call it a sword. It's basically just a super thick hunk of metal that was heavy, and it would just spin it to us, like, and it was one of the few gas-powered bots, and it would spin it so fast, and then it would just drive up and it'd go wham! And just knock the ever-living shit out of the other robot. And like, that's its whole game plan. And... they had a bot that was like had a better reach than the weapon they were using for all the other bots, so they had interchangeable blades, and they put a new one on that was longer. And the one that had better reach that everybody thought was going to win, when they uncovered theirs, they're like, oh, and he might be in trouble now. And you're like, yeah, because they brought a longer piece of metal. But I don't know.
I thought
like
the auger,
were
pretty cool.
I think the auger's a piece of shit. The drill piece?
Uh-huh,
I think
yeah.
it's a piece of
didn't
shit.
They,
I don't...
Didn't they agree with you, too, in the video?
Well, I mean...
The stump grinder's where it's at.
The stump grinder was awesome.
The stump grinder was basically pretty much
a
what
skill
I want.
Saw.
Mm. Yeah, well, it is a skill saw, basically, yes. But I'm saying it's basically what I want with it. It stopped immediately when it hit, but it hit with so much force that it knocked shit off of the
yeah.
robot. Like, it actually tore it up. So anything like that that's just heavier, you know, and sturdier than that you can spin and still create that much momentum... You could, stuff like that makes impact hits is impressive. I think that was the best weapon by far.
Oh,
yeah. The circular saw blade. Like, that was definitely... The chainsaw didn't really do it for me at all. I think they should just scrap it.
Chainsaw looks cool, though.
I'm just really glad John's not in charge.
No. Oh, yeah, I like how John's telling them how to build a giant fighting robot.
Look,
all your
we not get to have opinions in here?
Well, you were saying, like, flip the other one over. I feel like you're underestimating the...
The weight?
Yeah, like how much
karama.
It would take
I
to
think
just
you're underestimating
go
hydraulics.
Flip another, no.
Yeah, hydraulics, dude, you could flip that easy, man.
Yeah, if it's just standing there. But it's another human-piloted robot that's trying
to
win,
too. You just
got to
keep coming at him till you get him, and then you flip him.
While he's, like, hitting you with chainsaws.
And why are we just doing hydraulic air punch fist, you know? That, like,
just
bro-fist
him to death?
Dude, bro. Bohemian Rhapsody his ass. No, I don't know.
I think maybe you should start like a GoFundMe so we can build our own robot.
Fuck. I don't know how to build them. I just know how to critique them.
At least he's honest. At least he's honest. There you go.
All I'm saying is, I don't, like, if they come out and their Japanese robot has a giant, just super heavy metal blade and he just whacks us with it, I think that's more effective than any weapon we have shown so far. Straight up.
Maybe we haven't shown the most important ones yet.
I hope so. That's what I was hoping for the entire time. And then they'd be like, the pièce de résistance. And then it'd be a rocket launcher.
Do you remember the old Bud Light commercial that was the BattleBots one? And it was like, the Destructor versus Mini Fridge.
Oh, no.
No. Mini Fridge opened and had a Bud Light in it. But then from behind it comes this massive hammer. Boom. Just rushes whoever's opponent is.
I'm just saying, I think impact weapons should not be rolled out versus all these weird spinny blade weapons and shit. Because the problem was, whenever they make good contact or they get in any tight spot, they just jam and the motor stops. And then you do zero damage, and it depends on what they have, because now you're sitting there with something wedged in their freaking robot, and if they have something that's impact style, they're just going to beat the ever-living shit out of your robot.
I do get what you're saying with that. Like, I mean, anytime, you know, less moving parts, less things to go wrong kind of stuff, so.
So why don't we get a big-ass blade?
I also like that they're modular. Like, you can change out.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
So, like, if there's multiple round fights, or we're going to do it again, you know, you can change weapons, or when they see the robot for the Japanese, and then they go, oh, shit, and they run over and start changing arms on it, because they're like, chainsaw's not going to work! It's got a tactical nuke on it! I think
the entire audience is then dead.
Yeah. There's a
you don't have a scale, do you?
There's a plexiglass shield, Josh.
He doesn't have a filter either.
No, but I think that we should just have a big ass sword that says America, and we should teach the robot to swing that shit.
No. Oh, this game is so fucking.
Can we just beat him down with America?
I don't know. Well, I'm always excited every week or whatever when these come out.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I watch them right away.
Now seems like a good time to transition over to Peter, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Play this game. make sure that every time you fail this mission, you buy the same upgrade, because it kicks ass. That one with the multiple circles there, bottom left corner.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What you want to buy.
It makes the gun shoot all crazy.
Yeah,
so
seriously.
My shitty aim can be balanced out.
It's also like Peter's game. He's like, make sure you buy this upgrade.
Well, I mean, that too. But
I mean, your save game.
Game is hard.
I can't fly this thing, so you're all going to get a lesson in how not to.
So, this is Galaxy, which is familiar to a lot of people, because it's a game that has been, it's just a game trope that has been around a long time. You're a starfighter pilot. Recent battle, and almost everybody in your squadron died, and you're like the only one left. And
not for long.
You shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
And
Peter.
What?
Mike says, I can't believe I'm missing Supergirl and Titanfall 2 for this dumb game and space Trump talk. La 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 la. That was for you, Peter.
I'm surprised he doesn't like this game. It was like it came out on the PS4 first.
And this game looks like fun.
I think it was one of the versions was one of the free games on PSN.
Peter, if he didn't type in Twitch, I wouldn't have interrupted you, but
it's fine, I don't really care. So it's an interesting game trope. They've got a new spin on this, which I kind of like. I mean, John, X will make you dodge.
Will make you guide dodge bullets.
Oh.
So that'll help you.
So
it's kind of got a Battlestar Galactica sort of feel to it, where you are on a ship full of humans. You're like the last starship in your fleet, and you're like their last star pilot, and you're trying to help them win these battles, win this war. I haven't progressed enough through the story to give you more of a taste than that, but we'll really just be talking about the gameplay mechanics. So this is made by 17-Bit Studios, which had been working on the game for several years, originally released for the PS3, and now finally it is available on the PC. This is a more recent installment of the game, which has an episodic system where you are able to play 5 episodes, and then it gives you another chunk of the story and another set of 5 episodes. So right now we're on, I think, episode 3 or 4. of the prologue. And so we're not even quite through the meat of the game right now. Later, John will, or I will, unlock the ability for our ship to turn into a robot with a sword, and nice. Has a whole bunch of really cool abilities.
Now that's what I'm talking. That's a robot.
So press X, John, just to see what it looks like. See how you flopped up like that. So that'll dodge shit. You're gonna die. Run away. So you get your health back.
That's a dead end.
Okay. Yeah. Oof. So
I needed to dive in by the
power. As you can see, game is hard. Right now, you can see the cones in front of all the enemies that show whether or not they're alerted to you. When the cone is red, they're alerted to you. If it's yellow, they're suspicious. It's a lot like Metal Gear Solid in that way, as far as the color coding goes. It makes it really easy. Right now, all John has to do is get to the warp point, but since he has no idea where it is, he's kind of got to fight his way through. You could probably sneak through this. The problem I see with that methodology is that you're not going to kill anything and you're not going to get any credits to buy new stuff. So luckily he's got this kick-ass upgrade that shoots six, maybe five, I don't know, some amount of energy bullets in front of him. It makes it a lot easier to hit shit, because before, God, I could not hit anything, and John is less experienced than me, so he's gonna have more trouble
in pretty much everything.
No, maybe. So yeah, you gotta move, John. It's like just totally stopped moving for a second. The game is
what are you doing, John?
He's running away. You know you can fly backwards and shoot at the same time, right? So there's two. Yeah, there you go. Now you got it. Now to press this, you gotta press A now. And so yeah. I think that this is one of the better versions of this space comp 2D space combat games, mainly because it has this feel, the feel of the physics seems similar to what you would expect flying in space, being able to fly backward, being able to do be able to rotate and fire effectively. I mean, obviously we don't have that third dimension, but it still feels like you're in space. And so you can kind of build up some momentum and kind of curve around targets and shoot them all the while.
Nice.
You also have this really cool missile animation. If you hold B, you'll get this red cone in front of you, and you can start locking on missiles. And it kind of remember. Did you guys ever remember the anime Droids?
No.
Okay. Well, there was this Droids anime where they were like, where they were in this kind of mech arena, and there was this girl. She had this kind of almost dinosaur looking droid. If you press both of them at the same time, you'll stop moving completely, and then you can aim. Yeah, there you go. She shot out all of these missiles in like a huge rain, kind of like
Virtual on
Justice Rains from Above, Overwatch.
Oh, Pharah.
It's kind of like Pharah in that regard, at least how the missiles are launched from your ship at the targets. You can lock on, though. Pharah just kind of whatever. They just go everywhere. Actually saw this really cool meme. Total tangent. She's a weather lady, and she looks at the camera like, there's some, it's cloudy with a chance of justice.
Another total tangent. Rachel says, it's so much fun. There's so much joy happening right now, and it's all from John's failure.
Yeah.
So much fun to watch him fail.
I agree.
You didn't
That's
have fun
how my
watching
parents
me
felt
fail?
When I was growing up.
That makes me sad. John's dad loves the taste of failure.
And tears.
Salty.
John doesn't have any more tears. He just doesn't have any to give.
I'm all cried out.
I tried to get him to cry one time.
I've seen him cry from laughing at himself.
He killed my mom.
That's like the
tears
first
of sorrow.
That's like the first negative thing I've ever heard you say about Linda.
She's not dead, and she's a saint.
there it was.
Saint.
There it was.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Take her out for a nice lobster dinner and never call her back.
Oh, that does sound like something John would do. To his mom.
What?
Okay, back to this game. I've only played about an hour of this game. I've been expecting the game for a long time. I was mainly intrigued by 17-Bit Studios' approach to developing their levels, which was this half procedurally generated, half authored half-authored way of creating their levels. And what makes that so interesting is that they'd spend all this time making their procedural generation engine, and then they would go through and they'd touch up everything by hand. Because there's this problem when you have random number generating, whenever you're generating something at random like that, is that usually it just is too hard and it's too random. People tend to not like too random.
Yeah.
Well, because inevitably something randoms out in a really bad way.
Yeah, and then it's like impossible to beat a level or something like that, or maybe it's too easy. One of the developers was at Unite 2014, and there they went through their procedural generation system, and this game is developed using Unity, and they were able to show off a lot of really neat tricks as far as procedurally generating those get rid of your shields, by the way, procedurally generating their levels. But a lot of work went into this game. I feel like it shows as far as how well, like, I think, John, do you agree that the control scheme feels really smooth, and that if you were to master it, you'd feel like a badass? Now, you probably don't feel like a badass because we both
suck. I feel like the exact opposite of a badass.
X. Oh. Yeah, we're stuck in the prologue. We're so fucking good at this game.
Speaking of this game, Mike says that he thinks that this was up for free game in PlayStation Plus, and that Real Adam voted against it, even though Mike told you to vote for it.
Didn't it come out as one of the free games?
I don't know.
I think Adam said that earlier.
Yeah, I said that.
It sounds like you're not listening, Mike.
And now you voted against it. He's putting words in your mouth. Are you going to stand for that? Make a Bud Light joke.
Maybe I did.
Make a
Bud Light joke.
Make a Bud Light joke.
There was probably a better game, or I don't know.
I like how we're perpetually at one health. That's the one of the problems I'm seeing so far with the game, is just like your ship's condition carries over from level to level, and if you can't buy HP, then you have to just deal with it, which is where we're at now.
Yeah, that's why you start off already on fire.
Yeah, pretty much. Like one hit away from death. Luckily, this mod, though, for your gun just wrecks. Look, they were just stuck in that little corner there, and you just ate them alive.
Too bad they didn't give him any health.
No, they give him money for health, which he can get later, but that doesn't really help you. Grab that crystal-y thingamajig.
I'm going to learn to play.
I saw a few people on Steam complaining about the controller scheme.
I don't know. It's actually the weird...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the joystick turning the way you turn, you would think it would be pretty intuitive. Like, it's really hard, though. Just points exactly the direction.
I feel like they did that on purpose.
Exactly, the direction that you point your joystick is the direction you go. And for some reason, my brain can't fathom.
Yeah, it's not relative at all. And you're just like, your brain is like, wait, what?
How does move space?
How does move through space, or how does move space?
Yes.
Okay, eventually.
Both. Really, the ship isn't moving. Space is. Oh, mind blown.
So nothing drops health in this fucking...
You're not using your missiles ever.
He doesn't need to, because badass. He's like, I'm going to stand still and shoot. So that was surprisingly effective.
Yeah, because then I actually hit stuff.
Not much else to say about that game. Sorry, I totally hit that spring there. For everybody listening, you probably heard it. It was awesome, I'm sure.
Probably not too bad.
Expect to see a playthrough of this game later is my plan. And then you can watch me and whoever else wants to play with me fail at this game over and over and over again, and eventually we'll beat it, and it'll be satisfying for us. Maybe it'll be satisfying for you. If maybe the failure would be more satisfying than the victory, I'm not really sure.
I'm gonna set you.
Seems to be the consensus on Twitch tonight.
Yeah, seriously. Now it's time for John. You play this.
Oh, sure.
Now let's watch the other Adam.
So if you point left, you're going to go left. If you point right, you're going to go right. And for some reason, I promise you, it's really hard to fucking do.
And Adam's going to be the best, and he's going to beat this level.
Well, maybe his brain works better than mine. Yeah, I feel like he's probably more logically...
I'm still trying to figure out the controls. Hold on. How do I...
A shoots, and so does this under paddle.
The left under pad.
And that dodges?
Okay. Yeah, X dodges.
And then... Forward and backwards at the same time will stop you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. And then this guy is like ultra boost. Makes you move super
fast. Oh, bonjour.
Okay. is this on Tech Talk now?
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk
John,
Tuesday?
John, I just want you to know the entire internet's side when you said that.
Oh, bonjour. So mine's coming off of Kickstarter. So they had a $50,000 goal. We're just going to start with how successful it's been so that you know it's really cool. So out of $50,000, they're at $476,216 with 3,750 backers. And they've got 20 days to go.
So they're not going to make it. That's too bad.
Yeah. And, you know, I always get sad when a cool idea doesn't quite make it.
I get sad when a cool idea, you know, triple pays for itself.
Did you ever wish that your alarm clock could be snippy and harass you when you decide not to get out of bed?
No.
Well, wait no longer. Bonjour is here.
That video got me because she's like, sleep for 5 more minutes, and the alarm clock's like, no. It's like,
no. The alarm clock's like, today's not a good day for a lion. I'm assuming that British people say lion.
It's French. It's all French.
Oh, bonjour. it has a certain level of artificial intelligence, so it'll learn from things that you request of it and stuff, and help build a daily routine for you. It also will track traffic and such. So, like, you could be like, I want to sleep longer. And it's going to be like, you shouldn't, because traffic's going to get really shitty. And is it really worth 5 minutes?
Siri of alarm clocks?
Yes.
Yeah, but Siri's not a fucking self-righteous bitch.
It's not?
I don't think she is.
It says she has friendly conversation with you. So it can tell you the weather outside, because it's a smart alarm clock. So if you don't have Wi-Fi, well, then it's probably worthless, for the record, because there are people that don't have
Wi-Fi. If you don't have Wi-Fi,
yeah, kill yourself.
Why are you even listening to us? Like, how are you even listening to us?
All right, that's a little extreme.
Hardwired?
No. Unacceptable.
They're in
no.
a library. They go to the library every Monday night to stream our show.
Rachel says you chose this over a vibrator alarm clock. Interesting.
Over a vibrator alarm clock?
Grab that shit over
there. Yeah. I was actually trying to.
I actually almost... That thing was gnarly, bro!
Audio listeners, we just saw Adam get swallowed.
Yeah, and you probably got ear-critted by my scream, so I apologize for that.
Can't be any...
This is, like, right in my face.
It's nothing we haven't all heard before.
Yeah, I
scream. Did I kill it?
No, he's still in there.
Is he?
He's gotta be.
Let's not find out.
Go find out.
Yeah, there he is.
There he is.
Get him.
No. Oh, shit.
Should use your missiles.
So some cool things that it can do, for instance, is so, like, you can set your alarm clock, and then it says, like, for instance, if you have a meeting you can't be late for, it'll check before you're supposed to wake up. It'll keep tabs on traffic and weather and stuff like that. And if traffic gets really bad and your time isn't, like, lining up for when you're supposed to be to your meeting, it'll actually wake you up earlier and be like, yo, traffic shit outside. You better get moving. Which I think is actually really cool.
I feel like it's going to guilt trip you into doing stuff all the time.
Which would be... do you remember that the shake weight missed in South Park?
Yeah.
I feel like it's that. Come on. Just a little workout. Just like in the middle of the night.
That'd
here's
be so weird.
Here's some bus fare and a cooling spray.
Yeah, so it can suggest you leave early while you're walking around the house and you're still getting ready. It might tell you that due to traffic.
Well, remind me to brush my teeth.
You could make it too, yes. It also integrates with your calendar, so if you use your calendar on your phone, it'll automatically set things based off of your calendar, so like reminders and such.
Rachel also says there's an alarm clock that wakes you up via lady bits.
Now, this is a little snarky by it. It's like, you've only done 4,000...
Right.
What did she say?
There's an alarm clock that wakes you up via lady parts.
It shoots out like a tentacle vibrator and then rubs your vag.
No,
Hentai John here.
You put it in your pussy when you go to sleep, and then it vibrates when you
wake
up.
That was the first one she was talking about. I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't understand either.
Is it typical to sleep with stuff inside of your vagina?
I think the second one is like you wear. I don't know.
Vibrating panties.
That seems more
unbelievable.
I'm lost. Explain better.
Vibrating tampon. Vibrating maxi pad? Like, what is it?
She just says yes.
All of those things are accurate. You sleep with vibrator in vagina. Okay, that sounds much better.
Is that comfortable?
In fact, I wish I had a vibrating alarm clock.
For your asshole?
Anyways.
The prostate alarm clock.
So it does with fitness tracking and planning.
Yeah.
So it can integrate with a device like Fitbit, Apple Health, or with things. And it can track how many steps you have, and then it'll say snarky shit like this when you get home. You've only done 4,000 steps a day. How about going for a run, fat ass? She doesn't actually say fat ass, but it's implied.
It's implied.
It's implied. She's like, 4,000 steps? Ha! Get outside and run, or I won't wake you up tomorrow.
Does it watch you sleep?
Yes. So that's it learns your routine. Creepy. It says Bumdra has the ability to learn.
I watch you sleep.
To learn when you wake up and when you leave home by learning how long it takes you to get ready in the morning and how long your commute is, she can make customized suggestions to make your mornings more enjoyable.
How the fuck does it know how long it takes you to get ready?
Because it integrates with the phone.
Does my phone know how long it takes me to get ready for work?
So it knows when you leave.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. That makes sense.
I don't turn my location services on.
I do.
Well, good for you. Now Trump can't get you in the cyber.
Is that like an anus? Remember how the internet sighed a little while ago?
Did they sigh again?
Yeah.
I don't care. Fuck you, internet. Bring it. Don't bring it. There's a lot of nerdy people out there who wreck my world.
It has been brought in.
Oh, no.
Someone's going to, like, find you on Counter-Strike and crush your dreams.
Oh, that happens every night.
You know, I saw you playing a Global Offensive earlier, and I was like, Global Arenda. Wait
Global
a minute.
Arenda.
That's not the right game.
Yeah. Fully integrates with smart homes and Alexa, which is that Amazon thing that already helps integrate with all your other stuff. Basically, there's just a lot of really nifty shit.
Two points of health.
It can also connect with certain home security systems. So if things were triggered throughout the night when you're sleeping, when you wake up, like the guy in the video says, Alexa, do you have anything to tell me? And she's like, you should check your security footage. You know, because something was triggered throughout the night. So, that's really cool, man. Your alarm clock's like, I didn't wake you up last night. Because, yeah. You know, it wasn't that big of a deal. He was just trying to break into your house and possibly kill you in your sleep. But you might want to watch it this morning. Also, your TV's gone. I know, because I was connected to it, and it's gone now, and I can no longer learn.
Because your TV is gone?
Yeah, you know, she watches
Her
cable
brain
and
isn't
learns
a
stuff.
TV?
She watches cable and learns stuff. The internet doesn't teach you anything anymore. It's all TVs.
Nice dodge there, buddy. Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh. What is happening?
I'm dying.
The camera wasn't centering
yeah,
on
you. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so you can order an Uber with this thing. You can ask for directions to, like, where your meeting is or, like, to a location.
Yeah.
And she'll give you directions. You can even ask her what to wear. Which I don't understand how she knows what's in your wardrobe and what the possibilities are, but... I think her answer default will be like, how about some nice slacks and black socks and a button shirt and tie? And you'll be like, cool, I don't own any
of those
things.
Ask if these pants make me look fat, and the answer will always be yes.
You look huge.
Maybe you should go for a run.
I told you to go for a run last night, and you didn't, you lazy prick. The weather's great. Have a nice run. It says right there. you can tell her to play music for you. So you can be like, play me something relaxing or play me some Swedish death metal or, you know, whatever you're in the mood for. You're not big on Swedish death metal, I take it.
Was
by
that
look
you're relaxing?
Yeah, music? That's what I usually go to bed to.
It's how I cheer.
No, he likes to listen to German death metal.
It's really sweet looking, and all in all, for everything it does for new smart home devices, it's pretty much right on track as far as cost is concerned. I think there's a lot of people that have smart home integrated houses and stuff like that that would probably get a kick out of something like this. So right now, I think the only possibility you can get right now, the cheapest one, is $109. So, not insane.
No,
not cheap.
Especially, but it's not bad if you already have like a smart home.
Exactly.
Like that,
so, like, I have an old coworker / boss who loves all of that stuff, everything. Mm. Like, he has Alexa and he has the Nest or whatever thermostat, and all of those different items in his house. All of his lights are hooked up. He can tell Alexa, like, what lights in his house to turn on at any time from the living room. Can tell her to cue up music.
Yeah.
Can tell her to play. You know. So,
who has this?
Old coworker, manager at the Home Depot.
I thought you were talking about us.
Yeah, no. And so it's really cool stuff, and I think he would dig something like this a lot because even his coffee pot is smart. So, like, it starts coffee when he gets up every day at the same time.
So, like, texts him when it's done or something?
No,
or...
it just, he has it set at a certain time
on this
thing.
Does that make it smart?
So...
Oh, my coffee maker has a timer on it, so.
Yeah. Does that make it smart, though? I'm just trying to understand what the...
I don't know. It seems cool.
Maybe, I feel like
can
it would be smart
it
if it learned.
Yes,
if it learned
okay,
what...
So, it's Wi-Fi enabled, like, on everything.
There you go. That
everything
makes
in his house
yeah.
is Wi-Fi. Sorry. I guess I didn't understand that...
there were already smart but less smart coffee makers out there. I don't drink coffee, so I'm not hip. If you were.
He drinks Monster, which makes him redneck.
I drink Rockstar.
Oh, well, that also makes you redneck.
Good thing I'm sorry I don't drink hipster coffee, Peter.
Yeah, it's supposed to regular coffee, dumbass. Jesus. No.
What's the difference?
I have no idea.
I was going to say something stupid, but then I couldn't think of anything, so I guess I'll just sound stupid instead.
That's huge.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway,
I know we're all friends
really.
Here and shit, but everybody's salty tonight.
No, we're having fun, man.
I'm not. Do you think I'm actually mad at John?
No, he's not. He's totally gonna bone me.
Been
after
in
this.
John and like mad John like once in like 15 years,
and it was tonight.
Yeah, rage, and unending rage.
Silence to rage.
Silence to rage.
Yeah, and then the next one is $119, but there's still plenty of stuff left. So, I think it's only iPhone, though,
lame.
Right now.
No wonder you picked it.
Some of us have
fucking
nifty
nerd.
Maybe you should just get on my level, bro.
No, I'm good.
Dude, you should probably get that new 7. I heard they're going to get rid of those pesky 3.5mm jacks in the bottom. You know, they're just dust collectors anyways.
Does it get in your way a lot?
Like, oh, all the time.
Man, if it wasn't for this 3.5mm
and
jack.
It's not as aerodynamic because it's a little wind catch, so when
so
I try
like
to bludgeon people to death.
Your phone, like,
oh, yeah.
It doesn't come back like a boomerang?
No. Definitely not.
Jesus.
I was trying to find out for
that
sure.
That kills your career in Mortal Kombat, I guess.
what it works on. And now I'm having a hard time finding it. I'm almost there. Talk for a second.
Oh, wow.
I was talking.
Android
I talked
to iOS. See? Okay.
The
so it will be Android. Right.
So with regular phones, too. Then.
Yes. Regular phones.
Rachel, John, she goes, ooh, John's on the iPhone wagon.
I didn't pay for it. Free is the best phone.
Yeah, because if you would have paid for it, you would have gotten Windows Phone, so.
I depends on what I could afford.
Do you guys see this?
Oh, bubble ricochets. Rad.
Okay, you can
stay in
those.
The bubble fields.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it seems pretty cool, Bonjour. So if you are digging on all that smart stuff and the way everything like that's going these days, then you're probably might want to check this out.
Yep. Personally, like you should jump on it now before it goes up to, I think, 250 was MSRP.
Yeah. Which is, again, pretty much par for the course with all this smart home crap that's coming out.
That's true, but you can save like a good $100 or more.
Exactly.
Now, so.
Right now you can save $140. So it's worth it. And you know it's backed by way over the goal they need
by
to get
by French
it
quality. Oh. Okay.
Bonjour.
Oh, hey.
Whoa, nice.
Can I get some HP? That'd be great. Awesome.
So is that
that's it
on
the Bonjour. Yeah, I don't have anything else. I just thought it was a nifty alarm clock, and it does a lot of sweet stuff. Yeah.
Well,
so
now we're big.
If you're lonely and you need somebody to wake up to, get Bonjour, and she'll wake up with you in the morning
lonely.
And tell you to get off your fat ass and go for a jog.
No, you can't go back to sleep.
It's not a good day for a lion. You have a meeting at 9 a.m.
And the traffic shitty, and someone was standing outside your porch last night.
And it was weird.
Thanks, Bonjour. What would I do without you? Yeah, pretty much. No.
You guys are big now, and the game's little.
Okay.
Since we're signing off.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think that'll do it.
That'll do.
I might actually win this, and now we're going to quit. God damn
it. It is definitely a fun game, though. I only played it for a little bit there, but
heard it's free on PlayStation Plus.
I can see.
No, Adam voted against it, and now it's not free.
You know, I realized if I voted against it, it was probably because Mike wanted me to vote for it. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
I can see that.
I'd have been like, anything that makes Mike happy will make
crushed.
Me more happy to crush it.
All right. So we got some stuff coming out this week, though.
We had some stuff coming out. We have our Hello Neighbor video out there.
Yes.
I think it's super funny. It might just be because I edited it, but
is it because John's failing the whole time? Or
well, that's why tonight's funny for you.
Yeah. Look at you. Look at you. You
well,
picture of success, you.
Dude, I never said that I was good. I'm just saying that it was funny because you failed.
There were some good screams and scares in that
Rachel
video.
Says she likes how every one of us has a creepy mustache.
I don't have a creepy mustache. I have a goatee, which incorporates a mustache.
I have a mustache and a little bit of chin music.
Chin music?
The fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't know either.
Damn,
can you play me,
play me a song, Josh?
Pretty much he's saying I have a creepy mustache.
Yeah, well, Peter's definitely got one.
Thanks for judging us.
No, yours is classy, she says.
Like, just full.
He's got a big
hair,
black
so
caterpillar
really
on his face.
Caterpillars are never black. Find one. Find one.
Shit, right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Besides the Hello World stuff, which was really cool, and Hello Neighbor. I think it's one of our best videos ever.
It's pretty funny. But you should subscribe to our YouTube channel because we got some more exciting stuff coming out.
You're burying the lead.
Hey, Peter, what does that look like to you? Does that look like a black caterpillar?
So
it's like a black caterpillar to me.
Right. That shit ain't real.
It's a dust bunny.
Look at all these black caterpillar Peters. There's like 50 of them, man. Like, Jesus Christ.
Like anything,
and that's
dude.
What his face looks like.
I have to wait for John to finish comparing caterpillars to Peter's mustache. So.
Anyways.
Because okay. John's a really nice guy and we're best friends. That's why he does this.
And I'm jealous.
So later on this week, we should be having an interview with Stephen C. Smith. I almost said Scott. Stephen C. Smith, he's from NASA, and I think we were all pretty excited about that interview. So.
I can't wait to see it.
He's a STEM EPDC early educator, and
yes.
He's awesome, he's funny, and it's because of how awesome and funny he is that the interview's kind of long.
It is a bit long, but it's worth it. Definitely worth checking out.
So we had this interview on election night, and I was more nervous about our interaction with him than I was about the outcome of the country.
That was the night we stayed here and refreshing our phones after that interview. So,
and then went home resignedly to die.
No, I stayed here and kept watching the election.
I went
home. And I'm still alive.
To cry with my fellow roommate.
For now. Ow. Don't have children, though, apparently.
Yeah, right?
Don't, man. It's the end of the world as we know it.
But in addition to that, we always have good content coming out, so it's worth subscribing to our channels and our Facebook page.
I think the next video I have to do on the list is our Horde Mode video, and then after that...
That will be a good one.
After that, I have Crawl, I think, and then we're out. We need to keep editing.
We need
recording.
You need to make sure to like stuff before the world ends.
Yes.
And then there'll be no opportunity to support us. So support us before the earth gets hot.
All right, this is
And on that note, then I'll see you guys next week.
See you later.